Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Genesis. From the book of Genesis, if you would turn in your Bibles or in your pew Bible. For those who may not know, the book of Genesis is the first book of the Bible. So if you just grab it and turn to the very first few pages, you'll find the book of Genesis, chapter 6. Chapter 6, we'll begin with verse 9 and read through 7, chapter 7, verse 5. Once you find that, would you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me and let's say our Bible pledge together this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Genesis chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. These are the descendants of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw that the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Now I am going to destroy them along with earth. Make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it a cubit above and put the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For my part, God said, I am going to bring a flood of waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you, and every living thing of all flesh. You shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind, two of every kind shall come into you to keep them alive. Also take with you every kind of food that is eaten and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Then the Lord said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you alone are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you seven pairs of all clean animals, the male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and its mate, and seven pairs of the birds of the air also, male and female, to keep their kind alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I invite you to take your insert out that has the sermon notes on it and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along today. On the back is the study guide for this week that goes along with our message today. And I invite you to take this home with your prayer concerns and joys and keep this beside your prayer chair, and you will have a devotional as you begin your day or whenever you choose to spend time with God. Well, I've had a vision. God has come to me and told me that because the violence and the wickedness and evil within the hearts of humanity, that he is going to destroy the earth and kill all living things. And because of our righteousness, God is going to save us. First United Methodist Church.